Welcome to Cheers to Careers and Life's Frontiers, the podcast. We're the core group of corporate collaborations, and after working for hundreds of companies and thousands of professionals around the world, we're here to let you know you are not alone as you maneuver through the challenges of everyday life while managing your career. So join us for some inspiration, some guidance, and a few laughs along the way. Let's enjoy this journey together. Cheers. Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
It's been a while since we've been in the studio.
I know.
What you been doing?
Oh my gosh, what haven't I been doing? I don't know. Is it February yet?
Oh my gosh, what a year. I'm not kidding. It's been the fastest year on so many levels.
And the longest.
Oh my gosh. I'm exhausted. Are you exhausted?
I'm exhausted. I'm enjoying sweater weather still.
We're way past sweater weather.
Yeah.
It's the winter solstice now.
We're in parka weather. It will be -2 tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's been crazy, you know. And then we've got the holidays here.
Oh, here we are. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You know,
here we are, and still lots to be done. How many days do I have left to get started?
Well, what is today? Today is Wednesday, and Christmas Eve is Saturday.
Oh,
so we've got,
yeah, you know, I'm in trouble. We got. Are you finished? Do you have all your wrapping done, all of that?
You know, well, I've been wrapping. I've been doing a lot of wrapping.
Oh, I haven't even started.
No, I've been wrapping, Kim. I mean, like Juan Manuel Miranda.
Oh. That's different.
Cardi B.
Right. You know, is this
Kim,
new?
Kim, there is so much more to me than you know.
Obviously.
I'm more than corporate collaborations and, you know,
special victims unit.
Yes, there's so much more to me than.
How do you work it all in? That's what I don't know.
It's a gift. It's a gift. I have had my creative juices flowing lately.
Really?
And I've been rapping.
Oh.
And, yeah. So, you know, would you like to hear it?
Well, you're going to rap for us.
I'm going to rap.
Okay.
You know, I might need your help a little bit.
Okay. Well, if we're going to do this, let's do it right.
Okay. All right.
You know, let me see what I can pull up for you.
Okay. All right.
So this kind of rapping,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You got it, girl.
She's going to go. Here we go. Hold on.
I'm in the mood. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Going to be the same without that.
I think I'm ready.
Oh, no. One more. I got to get the record scratched. One more time. Ready? And go.
Awesome.
All right.
I love it.
Get ready. Get ready.
A little fast tempo.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's bring the tempo down.
Here we go. Let's do this.
All right.
Well, it's almost over, but you all need to hear that 2022's been a heck of a year. Seemed like a blur because it just flew by and we stayed so busy. I ain't gonna lie. In the midst of the chaos all swirling around, we worked real hard and kept our heads down. The clients kept calling, needing talent real fast, and the negative Nelly said,
"This ain't gonna last."
With Jim Cramer screaming, "The world's gonna end. The economy's doomed, so get ready, my friend." The Fed's raised rates so many times, interest rates boomed, inflation's on the line, all the crypto stuff that I don't understand seemed to glow, wore off, and the marketers ran. Gas prices rose, and also for food, and it put lots of people in a real bad mood. Midterm elections were nothing but drama, and Dems even pulled out their man Obama. Runoffs, deniers, and people spewing hate, but we kept on working because our clients couldn't wait. Bumped into people looking at us really sad, saying,
"Oh, your business must be doing really, really bad."
Well, actually, no. We're staying very busy. So many new jobs, it makes us kind of dizzy. We don't take it for granted. We live in gratitude, but we got to work hard and temper our mood because the world keeps swirling with life moving on. People's got to make a living, so we keep ourselves calm. Job market's good from where we got a seat. All the corporate earnings seem to be real sweet.
If the corporate earnings up and the profit's going to soar, then why is people's stuff still costing us more?
Well, we're not complaining. We've had a record year. So many clients keep ringing in our ear. All kinds of businesses coming our way. Seems alcohol and chocolate's the rage these days. COVID nearly over, so people gonna cruise. Life is moving forward in spite of gloomy news. War going on with Putin and Ukraine, hurting lots of people, it seems so insane. News is still crazy from dawn to dusk.
Yeah, even Twitter's been out owned by Elon Musk.
Guess Tesla and SpaceX were just not enough. Even built a rocket to add to his stuff. And not to be outdone, Jeff Bezos, billionaire, well, he also sent a rocket in the air. Design of his rocket. Take a look if you must.
Yeah, he's just working hard to best Elon Musk.
Ego's running rampant. Wish these rich boys would step back and use all of that cash for doing good instead of downsizing and letting people go. Keep the world around. Help the world around you and let go with that dough. Job market's hot and crazy, so many needing staff from senior corporate leaders to juniors on their payoff. No question, during COVID, the world went through a change. Working from home first seemed a little strange. Employers thinking, this ain't gonna last.
But always in the office is now way in our past.
There's no going back, or so it really seems. The normal way of working is through Zoom and through Teams, but people interaction, it ain't going away. Trust us, my friends, there'll still be a day when people come together outside of their screens, but we just don't know what all this change means. Seems people are all around us dealing with stress, and even Hollywood is a bit of a mess. Will punched Chris. People gonna talk.
Why'd the Prince of Bel-Air hit his good friend Rock?
Kim divorced Kanye, and now Ye's in the news. His billionaire status seems now he's going to lose. Trump just announced a run for 24, so no question there. There's more drama at our door. Climate change looming, and if change don't happen soon, we best be hoping we can set up on the moon. One final thought before we bid adieu. People gonna make a living, including me and you. No matter what the news is, regardless of the year, gotta stay focused on owning your career. Keep adding to your toolbox. Stay networked if you can.
Don't leave your future in someone else's hands.
Yes, 2022 was such a crazy year with violence all around us, people living in fear, but there's goodness all around us. The side of that, don't lose. It just doesn't make great headlines in the news, and the world keeps swirling and better times ahead. Let's hang on to hope instead of feeling dread. Let's people get together, we're on the same team.
So focus on kindness, no more of being mean.
Helping one another is what we need to do. Compassion and kindness, let's start with me and you. We can make a difference in spite of what we see. 22's a wrap,
it's on to 23.
You! What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Oh. Amazing.
See, there's more to me. I was in there while you were in there making placements. Yeah. My creative juices were just flowing.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we got to have a little fun, right? Yes. You know, it's the end of the year. We've been working really, really hard. We've had so many blessings, so many great people we've met, great companies coming our way, relationships that we have built. I mean, what a year, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's been insane. It's been a whirlwind for sure. And it ended faster than it started.
I know. I mean, it's unbelievable how quickly the end of the year came. 2022 is truly a blur.
Yeah.
And, you know, working.
The months were long, but the year was short.
And meeting these people, I mean, there were so many learnings, you know, and really, truly, in spite of all the news, you know, the job market, at least where we sit, was very, very hot.
Yeah, robust, for sure, is the word we kept saying.
It was robust. And, you know, there's a lot of change, you know, and many of the companies that were going through little pockets of restructure were also coming to us saying, you know, we're going to ramp up in this area, so can you help? You know, and the kinds of companies that we've worked with this year have been amazing. I mean, you know, do you realize that we've now worked for over 250 companies around the world?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
But. And we do no marketing, but, you know, just people find us somehow. And, you know, we don't take it for granted at all. But, boy, do we learn a lot about company cultures, about people, about what they go through. You know, some people, you know, call and say, hey, we've got new leaders at the top of our company, and the culture's really changed, and I'm thinking about making a change. So if you hear something great, let us know. You know, many of our placements come through that way. Some of our best people this year, you know, absolutely have been people that, you know, reached out to us, or people that have said, hey, I'm open to a change. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been definitely a year to remember.
It's been,
for sure.
It's been intense, you know, of course, with the news, you know, and people do. They've got to make a living. You know, people still have to keep focused on their career regardless of what is swirling around us. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot swirling around us. Yeah. And sometimes you just want to turn off the news and, you know.
In every avenue, it feels like people are breaking out. You with your rapping.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, what happened at the Oscars was shocking. Breaking out there. Elon Musk breaking out.
Oh, my gosh.
To new venture.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we could, you know, go in a whole new direction and we take this on the road, you know.
It's a groundbreaking.
There's so much more in me, Kim, that needs to come out.
Well, you know what we should do for you and for all of us for making it through this year. You deserve a round of,
you know. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
She acts like she doesn't enjoy that, but she does.
No, actually, could you run that several times during the day?
Okay, hold on one more time.
No, I mean my normal work day.
I know, I can't. I can't find the button again. It's too much. It's too many.
Actually, the applause goes to you and to Jane and to all who help us out here and to our client companies and our candidates, sometimes who are so patient because, you know, one of our challenges as we start with a client or a client calls us and says, we desperately need a person and we need this person in this job.
Sure, you
and,
do.
And we get people in front of them.
Yep.
They interview that person and then it's news time.
Right.
And we think that they didn't like the person and then they go, no, we like them. Just keep them warm. Keep them warm, you know. And we've lost a lot of top talent this year because the competition has been so fierce that our client companies have gone a little too slow, you know, and we dance this delicate dance, right? Because we don't want to be too direct to our client companies and push them or question them on why they're taking so long, because a lot of times there are very legitimate reasons why they're taking so long, but staying connected to the candidate, you know, I've got one out there hanging out there right now, calling me like every two or three days saying, have you heard anything? And I keep saying, no, you're one of the top, you know, candidates in the mix, you know, just thank you for your patience. But it's hard when you're sitting there and other companies are calling you.
So,
there's been a lot of learnings this year for sure.
I feel like the long process has been an epidemic for years, though.
It is. That's nothing new. I think it's just more intense this year because of the job market.
Yeah. How many times have you said to candidates, it's not you?
Yeah, I know. It's like a relationship.
And a lot of them,
it's not you.
If they're interviewing with other companies, some of them have experienced it. It's me. It's really us.
Well, sometimes I think the candidates think it might be us, you know, but no, we're, you know.
Well, they hear this rap, they're going to know what you're doing instead of moving their fire.
Why is she rapping instead of finding me a job? This came to me overnight, honestly, you know. But,
oh, my gosh.
But, you know, we have to have fun. And as we step back and reflect on this year, and it's been a wild one, you know, COVID kind of subsided. People stopped wearing masks.
What?
Which, you know, was upsetting to me because I look better with a mask.
Especially in winter. We started wearing them again because it's so cold.
Yeah, you know, but it's I mean, we've been through a lot as people, you know, but again, the job market kind of reflects things. But, you know, even through COVID, we did not slow down.
Yeah.
And it could be the space we work in. We do a lot of work in the area of corporate finance.
Yeah, it just feels like the last two holidays we did not break. We kept moving.
HR, we've done a lot of work in HR this year, and we've done some on the operations side, you know, so it's been an interesting year for sure.
Yeah, and, but we made it.
We made it.
And you made it.
We're here.
And we're so grateful you joined us again for another.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening in. And we hope we brought a couple of smiles to your face. That's what our desire is to, you know, do a little education and entertaining, largely the entertaining part today.
And inspiration.
And inspiring you, because we're headed into a new year.
Yes.
Take control of your career.
Yes.
And remember, the world is big, and, you know, change is all around us, but you keep doing what you do, adding to your toolbox, as we said. And I think
we got a little cheers.
We're going to say Happy New Year, Merry Happy Christmas, Year. And we Happy wish you all of the best. Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Cheers to all of you. Thank you again.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Have a great one.
Welcome to Cheers to Careers and Life's Frontiers, the podcast. We're the core group of corporate collaborations, and after working for hundreds of companies and thousands of professionals around the world, we're here to let you know you are not alone as you maneuver through the challenges of everyday life while managing your career. So join us for some inspiration, some guidance, and a few laughs along the way. Let's enjoy this journey together. Cheers! Cheers!